Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA part of Faculty of Social Science. Now, we are going to summarize the Act 2nd of Macbeth. Scene 1st of Act 2nd. The fateful night of the murder of King Duncan is exceptionally stormy, thunderous and dark. Premonitions of some cruel and evil deed are heard in the air. Banquo and his son Flynn feel disturbed and alarmed in their sleep. Banquo instinctively feels that King Duncan is in danger. Sinful thoughts assail his mind. Macbeth also happens to come out and meets Banquo in the darkness. Banquo asks Macbeth what he thinks about the prophecies of the witches. Macbeth cunningly avoids the question by telling that he gives no thought to them. He shrewdly suggests to Banquo that much good would come to Banquo if he follows Macbeth in future. Banquo promises to follow Macbeth if that does not prick his conscience and taints his loyalty to the king. Banquo retires after this. Agitated, Macbeth, left alone in darkness, sees hallucination of a dagger with its handle towards him and the blade pointing towards Duncan's bedchamber. When Macbeth tries to grasp the handle, it eludes him. Macbeth thinks that this is the dagger of his imagination. Soon after, a few drops appear on the blade of the dagger. This dagger is sent by the evil and sinister power to prompt Macbeth to commit the sinful deed. Macbeth feels all the more agitated and excited and appeals to the earth not to echo his footsteps. Scene 2nd. This night is the fateful night of King Duncan's murder. Lady Macbeth administers heavy dose of wine with their food to the guards of King Duncan's bedchamber as a signal to summon Macbeth to commit the sinful and treacherous deed. Lady Macbeth rings the bell. Macbeth mechanically enters the king's bedchamber and murders him. As he murders the king, he feels somebody laughs mockingly. He rushes out of the chamber in alarm and tells Lady Macbeth that he heard strange cries in the air and that somebody cried out mysteriously, "Sleep no more." And he also remembers that as he committed the murder, the two guards of the bedchamber woke each other, smiled, offered prayers to God, and went to sleep again. Lady Macbeth tries to calm down her husband by telling that it is the fear of his mind. Macbeth recoils as he looks at his bloodstained hand. Lady Macbeth laughs at him and tells that only a little water clears both of them of that sinful deed. Lady Macbeth smears the guards with blood to put his guilt on them. Scene 3rd. Two of King Duncan's nobles come to Macbeth's castle to meet the king at the peep of dawn. They are ignorant about the murder of the king. They knock for a considerably long time before the porter opens the gate to usher them in. Soon after this, the murder of the king is made known. Macbeth and Lady Macbeth pretended to be extremely shocked and grieved, whereas Lady Macbeth feels that the horror of the crime and is helped out. Macbeth acts in a cool, calculating manner. He murders the two guards of the king's chamber as if in a fit of anger at their treachery and dereliction of duty. Banquo advises that they should all find out the real culprit. Malcolm and Donal Bain are shocked at their father's murder and, fearing for their own lives, secretly escape to foreign lands, England and Ireland respectively. Scene 4th. The shocking news of the king's murder spreads like wildfire and becomes the topic of discussion throughout the country. It is believed that the two guards of his bedchamber have murdered King Duncan. They are supposed to be hired by the king's two sons, who have escaped to do the sinister deed. In the meantime, Macbeth is named and crowned the King of Scotland, but Macduff suspects Macbeth to be the culprit. Thank you. This is the end of Act 2nd.